I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna get a scholarship to King's College.
Hi, it's me. I'm doing a podcast. I just took a really big swig of wine, and it was really gross.
Wine guy's
coming
back.
Full effect.
What a perfect episode when we deal with, are we using heat?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
you were using a knife.
I usually freeze my cupcakes or whatever we're making.
I mean, I didn't know if they were pressure cooked or not.
We're getting worse at these intros. I'm George Dunn.
I'm Devin Neeson. And today we're doing baking.
Today
that was pretty good. That was a good intro.
We did it. Good thing I'm not editing this episode anymore.
We're going to be drunk and impaired, and I did some baking earlier before I came here.
Toked up, dude.
I made some cookies with marshmallows in the middle.
Sick.
They're really good. But we're going to be impaired and dealing with like ovens and hot things. I'm a little scared.
You guys are going to do great.
All kinds of crazy instruments.
Yeah, I work in a kitchen, so I kind of understand hot things because I'm me. But
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Andrew.
Enough of that.
That was good. cool. So we are joined today by, well, as of right now, two people.
Mm-hmm.
Former guest of the show, Emily Bamford, but our main guest...
Hello, Emily.
I'm
just here.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
I heard there was alcohol, and now I'm here.
She just showed up.
Wine guy's coming out?
You were here for it.
I think the last time Wine Guy came out, it was the Bachelorette episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I got them drunk the first time. Let's see if we can get them even more drunk this time around.
A second
shot. It doesn't take a lot to get me drunk. You don't have to push too hard. That's most episodes. Our main guest for today, we're going to be talking about baking. She's even wearing an apron right now.
I am.
Blue Apron.
She's like a master chef.
Our new sponsor, Blue Apron.
Is Lindsay, I'm now realizing I don't know your real last name.
Brancus.
Because I was like, it's probably not Billions.
No, that's a nickname. But it would be so cool. I might change it.
Should.
Why not?
Yeah. I just found out it's only like $30 to do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have someone who's I know someone at work who's changing their name right now, and they're just like, yeah, it's like $30. I mean, it's a lot of paperwork, but...
Is it like Facebook, where you can only do it a certain amount of times, and then you're stuck in that name forever?
Yeah.
They're like, no, you abuse this, and you know it.
Like, every time I change it to, like, Spooky George Dunn or Makeout Champion or...
Yes.
What was the one that got me... one of them got me kicked off Facebook for, like, a week.
Really?
Yeah. Because I kept changing it.
Was it just the dick emoji? Like the.
I wish. I was never that clever. What was the one I don't know, it's gonna bother me now. Listeners of the show, please call in and tell me what my name was.
George's number is 21. No, kidding.
281-330.
He's doxed somebody else on this show before. Might as well dox him.
Thinking it was our own number. I'm good at this. I'm really good at this. Well, how are you, Lindsay?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm very ready to see you guys bake some fortune cookies.
It's going
to
be interesting. I am not a good baker.
It's going to be great. You guys are
a good candlestick
great.
Maker, though.
Oh. Well.
What are the other ones?
I don't know. A butcher?
A butcher, yeah. A baker, a candlestick maker.
So does that make you the butcher?
I make candlesticks.
Oh, shit.
We both make candlesticks. We don't have a butcher.
Yeah, no, we're vegan.
No, I just go to the deli. I just eat deli meat.
Sounds like you guys, the
competition. This is great banter.
It's amazing.
We're knocking it out of the park. Second episode in the new year.
It's hard to get
back
into it.
My feet are sweaty.
I feel uneasy in the new year. Like, I don't know what is going on. I don't know what's up, what's down. And being off from the podcast for so long and coming back, I'm still not, I don't have my sea legs.
Yeah, it does feel weird. We had like, 3 weeks off or something like that?
Almost 4 weeks. Didn't we?
Middle of December, whatever.
That's enough time to get out of a habit.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't it just, 21 days?
I know. It's so hard to like...
I'm breaking the habit.
I deny. Neither of us... said a single word to anyone in those entire 4 weeks, so we forgot how to talk entirely.
Yeah, I just sat at home like a monk.
Yeah.
So proud of you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Devin, how was your week?
Thanks. I did not do anything this week. It's amazing, like, how little of nothing you can do while at the same time, like, living with a kid, like, doing so much of everything that it all just blends together. And I don't know, weeks seem so long. Like, I can't remember last week, honestly.
Weeks are long. Years.
What did I do? We had Jordan's 30th birthday party.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That was fun at Now That's Class. They did the live Let the Hate Flow with Bill Squire. Yeah, that was awesome. That's a story that we need to talk about.
Jeff got really drunk. He got kicked out of the bar, and the bartender was, like, just totally willing to let him just wander in the cold. And I wasn't going to let him be, like, some shitty Homeward Bound situation.
He was just banished.
So I took him home. I brought him here.
Later on, we were talking to the bouncer, and he was like, yeah, Jeff left. Like, I didn't really kick him out. I was just told him he shouldn't be here. And he's like, he left with some guy that looked exactly like him. And we're like, who the fuck was that? And we're like, oh, it's probably George.
Yeah. Like, I was trying to find his girlfriend, and just, like, she was nowhere to be found, and I don't know what's going on. So I was just like, okay, you can sleep on my couch. That's not a big deal. And then he, like, started wandering around my house and got into an argument with my roommate.
What? We have to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
He also got, Emily, you covered the Cleveland Browns 0-16 parade.
I did.
And Jeff went to this parade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I want to know if you have any clues to the story. Apparently, he went down there to sell T-shirts that said, win or lose, we still booze.
Okay.
With Kidney Leans, Adam Paduk, and... apparently, he left with a gigantic gash on the side of his face.
No,
did
he
you
came
hear
there
anything?
With a gigantic gash on the side of
oh,
his face.
Oh, that was from the night before?
When I was getting him in the car, he fell face down a few times on the ice, breaking his glasses.
Oh, no.
And he was just covered in blood on his face. I was like he was laying on the couch. I'm just trying to wipe off blood.
Get shit face sometimes.
Like some wet nurse or something.
I feel like this is...
That's not what a wet nurse
That's what... It's water and a nurse. What do you want from
water
me?
And
nurse. Water nurse. I don't know.
I kind of... Like, you're the only one that can corroborate the story, and I kind of feel like you got in a physical altercation with Jeff, and there was a knife involved.
Yep. And Jeff and I had a good old-fashioned knife fight.
That's what I'm
like
sticking
with. Like two monkeys behind an alley.
Is that racist?
No. I think it was more of a...
I'm a little touchy
really
after,
long-handed,
after the H&M
reference.
Thing. I can't handle you saying...
H&M thing?
Oh, yeah.
Can't say monkey?
I don't remember
Well,
this.
When it's a black kid. Neither of you... Well, you're black. Inside.
What are you talking about?
So the H&M... H&M ran an ad with, like, a little black kid wearing a shirt that said, like... What did it say? Like,
I forget what the
like, the coolest monkey
was.
Around or
yeah,
something like that.
Something like that.
And how did that happen? George is like unfazed by this.
I'm not unfazed by it. I'm just thinking of like other times where was it at H&M or was it another one that had the Jewish star with the black and white striped shirt that was like all faded.
Oh yeah, I forget where that was.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking like. Well, like at this point, nothing phases me of that kind of stuff. It's just like, well, yeah, of course it happened. Like, yeah. How didn't it happen?
Mm.
But
well, there's a lot of ways it could not have happened.
Yeah. Employing a black person at H&M may have been part of the solution to that problem.
Hey, they employed that little kid.
They did. That didn't go great.
Their one model.
They employ a lot of black kids and colored people for their $3 T-shirts. It's a long way to go for slave labor joke. Did not work.
George, yeah. You know, I think I'm starting to think you're really racist and really violent person. And
poor Jeff.
Think right.
I don't. Yeah. Poor Jeff. Indeed. What did you do to Jeff?
Yeah. What did Jeff ever do to
you? Kidnapped
you?
Jeff
I think you
from
guys
the bar.
Have to start a serial version podcast to find out.
This week.
I'm not
on.
Telling. This week on What Happened to Jeff?
So
starts
nothing
with.
Happened to him at the Browns parade is the summary of the story.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I can't confirm.
Can neither confirm nor deny. No, we can deny.
We can.
I can't.
Absolutely.
Reports say.
So you guys, did you didn't go to the Browns Parade, right, Deb?
No.
Okay.
No.
Emily, you did?
Yes, I...
How was that?
I was employed to do so.
I'm so excited.
It was weird. That's the way that I'd summarize it. It was like... And I tried to get this across in the story. It was the most... I expected it to be a lot more somber, and I expected there to be a lot more counter-protesters than there were.
A counter-protest?
Yeah, it was like reported that there was going to be a group of people protesting the protest.
What protest?
The whole thing is a protest. That was the point.
I don't... Okay, I guess I don't understand
being
bad
sports. And okay. being like, bad, I don't yeah. know.
I feel made like choices.
Yeah, they were
shaming them.
Yeah,
made bad choices. Mm.
so did everyone who showed up to that parade.
There were 2,500 to 3,200 people at peak showed up to that parade.
Yeah. Emily just pulled out her phone. And she's reading her article now.
but that's a lot of people, man. And people were really excited to be there. And it did kind of feel like a piece of Cleveland history was being made. So
I heard it was fun.
It was fun, except for when you turned towards the lake and you lost feeling in your face.
Like, they could have not done it around the stadium. Like, they could have done it, like...
In a bar.
In a bar, or like...
You can't have a parade in a bar.
You can have a parade anywhere you want.
It's called a conga line.
Cleveland Browns are shitty. Cleveland Browns are shitty.
Hey,
I would go.
That's all I got.
I would go to any conga line, really.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yuzu should have one.
Yeah.
I swear to God, they probably already have. Like, I feel like they just like, yeah, they've done everything at this point. They're always like, hey, what meme can we do today?
Salt Bay meme. They just like start sprinkling salt over the...
Took me a second to remember what Salt Bay was.
Why are we on this podcast?
Time to leave.
We got our first keg from Yuzu. They had like an Easter keg hunt. Mm-hmm. And
From your
keg
party.
Yeah. Still haven't returned that.
Are you supposed to?
Don't put that on the podcast.
Everyone at Yuzu listens.
Here comes the publicist. Employees. Can't say that on the podcast.
You can't say that on the podcast.
Sorry, our producer's coming in right now. He's saying...
I'm just making like a cut motion. Lindsay's been media prepped and still isn't listening. Don't antagonize local bars, Lindsay.
Hey, and that's the kind of personality Lindsay Billions is. She's a wild card.
It's her Jekyll and Hyde. Well, Lindsay, you do anything fun this week? You do have fun, cool stuff that you do in the wintertime?
First week of the year. I went tubing. I went back home
tubing?
And went tubing.
Oh, I was like, why the fuck are you doing? Where's back home?
It's Belleville, Ohio. It's like...
Oh, it's still not better.
Yeah, no.
It's like... is that by Mansfield?
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, look at him.
About an hour and a half.
Going to give Sean a run for his money and his geography.
Geography. I know that because I had friends that went to OSU Mansfield, so I knew.
I went to my first strip club in Mansfield.
Which one?
Top Hat.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was cheap. There was carpeting. It was weird. Like the beer was super cheap. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't frequent strip clubs, so I can't really speak to you. I'm comparing it to Lido Lounge, basically. So
okay. Yeah, I've passed that a couple of times. I think going to church.
It's next to Karate Studio.
When I went to church. Yeah. But yeah, went tubing. It was like weird because there was like me, my friend, and like a bunch of children. And I'm talking like middle schoolers.
Oh, man.
And we were like done after like 20 minutes of doing this. But we paid for the 2 hours. And like the adults we are, we went for the entire 2 hours because that's how my brain works now.
So tubing is you just get dragged around in the snow on a tube?
Oh no, you actually like go. It's like sledding. You like
Thinking water tubing for a minute. That's why I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
No. On the snow.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know this white people stuff. Okay. I don't go get cold for fun.
I don't either.
Yeah.
There's no point in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a white people thing. I'm being racist.
No.
I was accusing George of being racist.
So racist.
Maybe I'm the racist one.
In the meantime, I'm like, excuse me.
It's three against one right now, Devin.
Not all white people.
But actually.
So you just like go down a hill?
Yeah, you just go down a hill.
So you just like fall? Yeah. Like...
Instead of walking back up the hill, though, you go on what they call the magic carpet, where basically it just like chugs you up the hill with your tubes.
Been on magic carpets before.
Yeah.
I like that part.
The worst part about sled riding, you get to avoid. So it was just me and my friend and a bunch of like 13-year-olds just having a ball.
Maybe rephrase that, but
yeah. Okay. Emily's making a cutting motion with her hand.
Our producer's coming in again. He's saying,
"Magic carpet is the name of the other strip club in Belleville,
next to Top Hat. It's also next to a karate studio."
Coincidentally.
So we're gonna be baking. We're gonna go see if my oven can handle this. So, what?
So we're. How are we doing this? Are we doing this like as a contest?
You're very competitive. I am the least competitive human being on earth, unless it comes to myself.
I'm least more competitive than you.
Mm. Yeah, you're probably right.
I'm more least. Okay. But anyway.
Grammar.
So how we have to have rules set up.
Yeah.
So well,
first of all, what are we baking?
Fortune cookies.
Fortune cookies. Okay. Yes. So we're going to be doing fortune cookies. Devin, I don't know if I told you this. I'm kind of a fortune cookie ringer.
Mm.
I've eaten a lot of fortune cookies before.
I've
eaten like three in a row once.
I also have eaten a lot. I did not pay close attention to their shape or how they were folded. But...
So here's the thing. The ones that you guys have eaten, they were put into molds. So they are not going to taste or look anything like the fortune cookies you're going to make today.
You really? Didn't bring molds?
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, there's like super cheap. They're made with canola oil. And they're just like kind of like these molds are filled. And then they dry. And then they're put into like the little bags and like given away. But these ones you're actually going to take out of the oven with a spatula, flip, put the fortune inside, fold it like a taco, and then fold it again.
Oh, my God.
Tacos.
Yeah, cookie tacos. And then you're going to let it cool. So when it comes out of the oven, you have about, like, 10 to 15 seconds to fold them all.
What?
Yeah, you're going to do great.
This is going
to
go.
Quick. I'm real quick on my toes, Dev.
I don't know if either of us have it in us to win this.
It's
going to be hard.
So,
it's going to be hard.
I drank a full glass of wine already.
Here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys want me to help you during this process or if you just want the instructions. Well, because I wrote up the instructions if you want to just like take the box and go. And Emily and I can just...
I felt like it was going to be kind of like instead of pottery, like that scene in Ghost, you're just going to be around just moving our hands around, just folding this over, but there's like flour everywhere and dough.
Okay. All right.
So I have this idea in my head of this being like the British baking show.
Yeah.
Let's where you have to critique us at the end.
It's not fair. I've never seen it.
And Emily.
I'm
British.
To hide the fact I'm here for no reason.
I thought that was the whole reason in my head. I am racist.
Oh, that I'm British. So I'm, yeah, actually I was born out of the womb. I was baking.
I thought you were just going to take over.
Victoria Sponge. No, Lindsay, you should talk about how you came across fortune cookies. How did you get good?
Oh, we'll get into that in the episode itself.
Never mind.
Okay.
Producer.
Taking the reins.
So British baking show /
yes.
Cutthroat Kitchen.
I'm so down for that.
Yeah.
I want, like...
I've watched one episode of Cutthroat Kitchen.
I don't
watch cooking shows. Unless it's MasterChef.
Because I want it to be like, I don't know how you can judge us at the end if you just like, if we get like fucked over somehow. Like, we have to fold with like.
I do sabotage you a lot.
Well, okay, guys, it is actually pretty difficult to fold these, so I don't think you need to sabotage each other.
Okay. Like,
sorry, sabotage.
Like, the first time I ever did this, I ended up with one beautiful cookie. Like, all the other ones just look like tacos, like hard tacos. And I was, like, showing Emily, and I was, like, so proud, and she was, like, eating all of the scraps. And all of a sudden...
As Emily is wont to do.
Another reason why I'm here.
She's eaten so many burnt fortune cookies over the past couple of months. But I was, like, telling her, and I was, like, so excited. I was, like, oh, man, if I can make this one beautiful one, I can actually do this. And all of a sudden her face goes pale and all of the blood drains out of it. And she's like, where is it? And I was like, oh, it's like sitting there in the sheet. And she's like, I think I just ate it. And she had literally eaten the one fortune cookie that had given me hope. It's very cute.
Well, I mean, that, yeah, like that, it's like you want the one perfection you make in art to be, the only reason you make art is so it is consumed by others and enjoyed.
This is so true.
So that's what you, I don't know.
That should be a fortune. I might write that down.
Maybe yes. Consumerist art.
Should we write our own fortunes?
I just watched a documentary on Shepherd Fairey, so whatever.
I would love that. If you wrote your own fortunes, that would be great. That is also part of the competition I just decided.
Okay, I'm into it.
I mean, good at fortunes.
I do have like little tiny slips of paper.
I can write very small.
Yeah. Well, they have to be tiny to fit in the cookie.
I also know Sanskrit, so there we go.
Oh, wow. Bonus points.
All right, well, let's go.
Isn't it Sanskrit?
I know what Devin, I know what I know, okay? Let's go bake, you fucking nerd.
I'm baking twice today.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea.
I'm saying, follow me, everything is all right. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. Won't leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
That was a good baking session.
Screw that last verse, am I right?
That is, I mean, the quintessential baking song. That's true. Uncle Cracker. You have to bake crackers.
If we weren't live streaming the whole thing, I would have played music. And it mostly been Uncle Cracker and any Kid Rock produced song. But, you know, Instagram's more important.
Yes, yes, it's true.
So we just, I didn't go to, I didn't mean to go, we just made a bunch of fortune cookies.
How do you guys feel?
My fingies hurt.
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
My fingies tingle.
I like the burn, honestly.
One point for Devin.
Claire, listen.
1 point for Devin.
It's pretty good.
Listen up,
Claire. I'm a total ass kisser when it comes to competitions.
I've gotten that.
I remember shutting you down when you were like, I just want to thank Jordan for putting us on the, I'm just like, don't suck his dick. Don't do this.
Too late.
I know you did.
I already sucked it.
He's family.
He's family. I'm not going to not suck my family's dick. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening to this too. If you tuned in to the live stream.
Tune in to half of the live stream.
Yeah, not the whole thing.
Please listen to the live stream if you don't understand these jokes. If you don't understand these jokes, I understand.
Yeah, we had a live stream on our... That was our first live stream. That was pretty fun. I liked it. Thank you, Emily, for filming that.
I have a purpose now.
Shut up, corner stepchild.
No!
Just kidding.
That's my producer. Just kidding.
Fourth mic.
Don't shut up.
Okay, so... Yeah. Lindsay, why, like baking, but like why?
Why do you want to defend that?
Fortune cookies.
Yeah. So like baking, a lot of people enjoy it and like doing it. But I went to school for journalism and I like words. And so
baking. Okay.
So baking. Yeah. So baking and words.
Baking words together. Baking. Waking letters together to make words. And sentences even.
Someone say phrases.
I didn't go to school for journalism, if you can't tell.
Sentences even.
But yeah, so I started making fortune cookies and then I started giving them out to people and people were like overjoyed. Like one guy, he just quit where I worked and the only thing he left behind at his desk was the fortunes I gave him.
Oh.
I mean, they were nihilist fortunes.
So he didn't care about them.
He just left them there.
But I mean, they were dark. They were like, we are all just meat sacks, like with time clocks.
It's a pretty strong message though. Like, I don't give a shit that you fired me. I'm just a fucking bag of meat.
I'm just a bag of meat. And then he also like taped one, like we have laptops and he taped one like in front of like the camera.
Okay.
And so the one that he taped in front, I think it was like, everyone you've ever known one day will be dead. And so like the next person who has his job will just open that one day and that's the first thing we'll see.
That's incredible.
Cool. So yeah, I don't know. I just like when I hand them out to people, I notice that they're like around.
Like giving the gift a cookie. and a fortune.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get it.
I like to pull at the heartstrings.
And do you feel like people hate on baking? I know you feel personally that you kind of hated on baking when you went away to school. And, like, but you got back to it and you realized its merits and everything. What do you feel like people hate on baking about the most?
Well, first of all, it's like a feminine thing to do, right? Like it's being in the kitchen and like all those like forms of stigmatism, which sucks.
Yeah.
I remember
I have a stigmatism too.
Stigma. I actually did find out I just had a stigmatism. I don't know the difference between those words. What are the other two words that I don't know the difference between?
There is a big
ravenous. It's ravish and ravenous. She came home and she was like, man, I am just ravish. I don't know.
Because you slightly have famished in there too, which makes it confusing, I think.
There's just a lot going on, a lot to unpack.
Yeah. But I remember watching Bridesmaids a couple of years ago, and I'm like, man, could there be a woman owned business that isn't a bakery? Like, how much does this suck? Like, this feminist movie. But I mean, now, I mean, I don't give a shit. Like I love fortunes and I love baking and I don't really care.
I'm glad you made your stance on fortunes now though. Baking we knew, but fortunes cakes. I was like whatever. Cake boss.
Yeah, cakes is cake so boss. Last year.
Cake boss.
So 2017. I've been waiting to say that for the past what day is it? It's the
you say 2007 though. You said it wrong.
I said 2017.
He said she said 17.
I heard it wrong.
You heard it wrong. But yeah, so that's why I kind of hated on baking for a while because I was like, that's not who I am anymore because I baked when I was a kid and loved it. But then came back.
Well, that makes sense with like the stigma. There is a big stigma against stigmatism, by the way.
That stigmata against it is worse.
Oh my God. But like there is that sense there that that's a feminist thing that's a female thing to bake and... Like, I don't know. I watched the British Baking Show. There's a lot of dudes on that show.
Incredible.
And I don't know. Baking is an art that we shouldn't just close off to one group of people. Like, because I do enjoy cooking. I've never been a person who can watch, like, the Food Channel, even though, like, my entire family is. Like, Mason is a great cook. Mm. Jordan's a great cook. My mom is also a great cook.
Jordan's a good cook?
Yeah, Jordan.
I never thought of that.
Jordan makes some great stuff.
Never thought that.
But, It's always been a thing where, like, to me, like, it is cool, but, like, baking, in a sense, like, I was a kid in school who liked chemistry, so baking is more chemistry than just regular cooking is in a lot of sense. I mean, you get that in cooking, too, but which makes me think I should like it. I think I never liked it because I just wasn't good at it.
I see.
And I didn't want to, like, put in the time to be good at it. But, like, after today, I don't know, we baked those fortune cookies. It was kind of fun, like, just having these little segmented things that you could try on. It's, like, little attempts, quick attempts to, like, do better and better at. Like, that made me enjoy baking more, that I wasn't fucking up an entire batch of cookies or something, like... Or of chocolate chip cookies. I did fuck up 90% of this batch of cookies. Spoiler alert. But
watch a live stream to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that baking is one big experiment. So, like, this recipe, you'll never find this on the internet because I created this. And, like,
really?
How cool is that? Yeah. Like, I just mashed up all the different parts. Like, I worked on this for weeks. And... Emily can attest to this. It was a lot of like, man, this doesn't, and I like learned the ingredients, you know, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I did like take from a bunch of pieces and parts, but that's the other cool thing about baking is that you can see when you mess up and I can tell like today when there wasn't enough moisture in the batter, I was like, I don't know, Devin might want to add a teaspoon of water. And you're like, no.
I'm a man. I'm not going to ask for directions.
Yeah. And I'm like, as soon as I start, I'm like, oh, yeah, this needs. But, like, it's just, it's kind of cool because you put these ingredients together in the same way every time you get the same reaction once you know, do it 100 times.
Well, that's, like, I mean, like so I'm not a good cook, but I enjoy cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've tried to bake, it's been a fucking nightmare. I don't enjoy it. But like with cooking, it's like, it's a science where it's like, you can approximate, like, mm-hmm. I know what salt and, you know, garlic and, you know, what levels of which I like. With baking, it's like, it's an art, man. Like, you need to know, like, I mean, you can have like, it's okay, you know, like, but in general, especially with like cookies or something like this, it's like, you need to have it down, but it's also like, there's gotta be a finesse to it. Mm-hmm. Like with pastries or cookies or bread, even like you don't get that with like food where it's like, I don't know, just pour a bunch of salt in it, it's good. Cause that's the Whole Foods method. So that's how I was taught. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to say Whole Foods.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut that, George.
Cut that, please. Sorry, my producer's coming in. She's Emily, saying cut it.
Emily's freaking out right now. My producer's changed
sexes during the break. but I mean, yeah, I just like baking is always, it's frustrating to me. Like I've always like, at least doing it alone, it's always been like, okay, well, I'm just gonna get the fucking the cookie dough batter from Giant Eagle and just splurt out a whole tube and just see what happens. Where it's like making your own shit, that's like, that's talent. That takes work and something that I definitely don't have. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't like my inaccurate, I don't like being belittled. And I don't appreciate you belittling.
I'm
like
so sorry that you feel that way about baking, because it can be this super rad thing that, like, I don't know, it's just so great to like make something with your hands and you're like, This is like what I did. I don't know. Like, that's why I started like experimenting with other stuff recently. Like, I made sherry for all my friends for Christmas and just like handed it out. And I'm like, oh, this is my first
sherry,
time making
the alcohol.
Yeah. So you add it to alcohol and it makes like a drink, like a tangy drink. It's what I was supposed to bring tonight, but I ended up bringing chia seeds juice, which also I made for the first time. Like, I don't know. There's just something, I don't know what it is about.
You're far more adventurous than I am. Like, I guess that doesn't help that I'm just,
there's an anxiety to, good. There's an anxiety to tackling something like that and like feeling like you're going to mess up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it shouldn't be that big of a deal, but
it's just food.
It yeah, like you're gonna eat it anyway, probably. But
you're like,
I mean, if unless it's terrible.
Worst case scenario, you spend $20 on a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, oh, stupid food. I'm smarter than you. I have a brain. And like, why?
You don't have a brain anymore. You're just meat.
You're just a batter. You dumb batter. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like,
yeah, like it's
for some reason it's intimidating.
It is. It's like you feel like this is your one chance to do this right. But it's in reality, it's like, oh wait, I'm not going to die at the end of this if I don't bake a perfect cookie. Like,
or will you not?
Mm-hmm. See, now you're making me nervous.
We'll find out. We haven't eaten these cookies yet.
Yeah. We still haven't eaten the cookies, which is a big part Lindsay, of this contest.
She's starting a whole
I'm not doing that, Mom.
She's doing a fortune cookie restaurant in Lakewood. It's going to take off. It's right next to Cleveland Vegan. she's starting a whole company, so we don't know.
Yeah.
If she kills us, we'll find out. This is the endorsement. This is the make or break moment.
I saw her in the live stream baking these cookies, and her technique was down. Teaching skills were down.
Guys.
I think we both got better after our first batch. Although, George, you did do pretty well in your first batch.
I'm just a natural old person.
But we haven't tasted them yet. They might taste like shit.
Also, he saw you do it as
That's
well.
True.
Like,
yeah.
But I'm just better at everything you do, so it's like, whatever. Except for being handsome and charming and people liking you.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you have...
Hit the can.
I had to cheers somebody.
Just to yourself. I mean, I hope you guys had fun today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I actually did have a lot of fun baking. It was a cool process. It made it better that there was a person there, like, because I would have fucked up so many more times, like, with like the chocolate drizzle with the expired olive oil that George gave me. And
I can't believe you put that in all of your stuff. Like, just to like, even you were so competitive. You're like, yeah, no, even with expired olive oil and curdled chocolate, this is gonna be great.
I think it's gonna make the caramel taste better.
I mean,
to have the chocolate caramel,
it looks good,
right? Thank you.
I'm not gonna lie,
that one cookie that I made looks pretty good.
And that's like the first batch I made. You just need one that looks good.
Yeah,
it's true. And then Emily will eat it.
After eating all the scraps.
I don't know how much weight I've gained from Lindsay starting this business, but significant amount. Significant amount.
Let's get an iWatch or whatever they're called.
Oh, excuse me?
An iWatch?
It's called an Apple Fitbit? Watch.
Apple Watch, that's it. Or Fitbit, whatever they are. I don't know. You're the tech podcast person. I don't know. You should know these
things. Wait, you should plug your podcast.
What's your podcast, Emily? Plug it.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Come on.
10-minute TED Talk.
The Fitbit Hour.
Tech Talk.
I was letting her plug it. Why is everybody getting mad at me? I don't just drink and wine.
So cookies.
Okay.
How did you get into specifically fortune cookies? Just give them out to my friends and stuff, but why fortune cookies? Why not cookies, regular cookies?
So I think someone just mentioned it one day. They were like, oh yeah, like be kind of weird to make fortune cookies. And I was like, man, that would be a good idea. And I don't remember who this was, so I can't even credit them. But I thought about it for like probably 2 weeks every single day. And finally I just broke and I was like, I'm going to figure out how to make these just so I can fail and get it like out of my head, because it's all I could think about was like writing the fortunes and making them and giving them to people and seeing smiles. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, this is consuming me. And then as soon as I made them, it got worse significantly. So like, that's basically why is like, sometimes that kind of thing happens to me where that's like all I can think about until I just do it and either fail or really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how it happened.
Awesome. Just a good old fashioned addiction.
Yes.
Yes.
Classic grade A.
Good thing there's nothing like that in Northeast Ohio.
Oh.
Sorry.
Pierogies.
Pierogies. Yeah. Pierogies. They're like.
Pierogi. The
fortune cookies are the pierogies of cookies.
Of Eastern Europe. Pierogies are Eastern European fortune
cookies.
Yeah,
he's not wrong.
Yeah.
That was a totally normal thing to say, and we all just like looked at him like, I'm sorry.
Like, why?
I grew up half Czechoslovakian. I know about pierogies.
You grew up half Czechoslovakian?
Yeah.
Just one foot in Czechoslovakia.
That's the half you grew up as?
I don't remember which half. I think we were right down the middle.
So, Devin, what's your experience with fortune cookies?
I love fortune cookies. I will eat all of them out of the bag when we order for multiple people. If they don't get to them first, I'm going to take them.
Yeah.
I like to know about my future. I like to eat delicious cookies, and I like making immature sex jokes after the fortune.
Are you more of a fortune or more of a cookie man?
I'm a cookie man.
You're a cookie man?
But no, I do. The fortunes are fun because if they happen to relate to your life, then you can put that belief in your head and believe in it and feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they don't have anything to do with your life, you can put the phrase in bed at the end and then they're hilarious. And then you laugh and then you look at the back of the lucky numbers and you learn one Chinese word and you call it a day. So I don't know. I love fortune cookies. They're way more difficult to make than they are to eat. But that's to be expected, and I don't know.
Have you ever had a quote-unquote gourmet or home style? I don't know what you would call this. Homemade?
Handmade.
Handmade,
yeah.
There you go. That's,
handmade. Is this simple?
Gourmet or handmade?
I'm not sure how the fortune cookies I ate were made, if they were made by hand or by machine, but...
Have you ever had one that wasn't from a Chinese restaurant, I guess is the answer, the question.
It's a Sam's Club bulk box account.
Why did you buy a bulk box?
I'm sorry, why not?
Yeah, right?
Have you ever had a fortune cookie?
Why not?
Because more fortunes, the better.
No, I think that like it just you bought one randomly?
A whole bag,
yeah, you buy them in bulk and you get a whole bunch of them at once.
Yeah, it's like when my friend came back from Canada and she got me a bunch of communion wafers, just a whole box of them. And we just sat on our porch and just ate them.
They're like they're like breaking the Thanksgiving wishbone without the imagination.
And without the carcass.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. They're way cleaner.
It's an automatic wish.
Without the carcass.
Automatic wish. You just don't get to choose your wish.
It's just given to you.
Like the universe.
Preach.
Yeah, I never had. Well, no, I had one, I think one or two years at your Thanksgiving party.
Oh.
But other than that, I don't think I ever had like a quote unquote real fortune cookie other than like at a Chinese restaurant. So yeah. I'm obsessed with Chinese restaurant fortune cookies. I take as many as I can. Everyone gets mad at me.
They're fucking good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I actually used that party, that Thanksgiving party, as a focus group. I have not told any of my friends, but it was obvious.
It was, oh, you had man. Signs and everything.
Which I kind of have my suspicions tonight that you're just training George and myself to be your workforce moving forward.
This is a launching pad to get our business off the ground.
Guys, we have a wedding in August. You're going to need to show up at 8 a.m.
I require more finger gloves.
More finger gloves.
We have a 25% efficiency rate. So you got to deal with that.
Yeah.
But we'll get better. We'll get better.
Yeah, you'll get better.
We'll get better.
Or covered in rancid chocolate.
Somehow let's look like you're bloody like George did at the end of tonight.
And also legit bloody.
Yeah, actually, you bled.
Yeah. I was just trying to open that red blood packet. But
you put your
food
blood.
Dye. That's the word I was looking food for.
Your
I was
blood like, sweat and tears in there.
Literally.
Well, let's try these.
Yes.
I'm sure. Hey, Lisa, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, but we're going to be eating on the podcast.
It's everybody's favorite.
I don't know
favorite.
If she still listens, but everybody's she hates favorite. It.
I'm really looking forward to seeing if either one of these, if you could hear the crunch, if I put it up to the microphone,
you
can hear the crunch. Okay, so I'm going to start with Devin.
So she's going to be the judge.
Oh, yes, please. Please describe them.
All right, so I have a caramel-flavored fortune cookie.
Do your best.
Please tell me,
go.
Tell me your technique. Tell me your technique.
Sell it.
Caramel flavored fortune cookie I did with a nice copper color to kind of mash with the flavor, so it would get that palette, that feeling of that almost sepia tone and flavor in your head.
You could also say bologna colored, but sure, go ahead.
It's not quite bologna.
Totally
I think bologna. Yours are a little more bologna flavored. Mine are a little more bologna shaped.
Oh.
Hey, Devin. You're probably right. But
yeah. To top that off, I wanted to do a nice chocolate drizzle to complement the caramel flavor. And regardless of when the olive oil went bad,
about a year ago,
I think the chocolate really overpowers that and really gets that nice chocolate, caramel, salty, sweet combination to impress the taster.
I already point for you for calling me the tasty taster. What is the point count right now, Emily?
Since you haven't given me a single goddamn point, it doesn't matter.
It's Devin 12.
Yes.
Wait, George, I think you got one, probably.
George had one, I think.
George, you get one for not ever getting points.
In the preliminary got 2 points. Challenge, George Dunn is behind.
All right, do I just dig into Devin's
before we start?
Oh, my God.
No. Are you the, of the master chefs, which master chef are you?
Oh man,
Gordon?
I've never watched MasterChef.
There's only
Master
one
Chef.
Correct answer to
I've
this.
Never, you're definitely not Joel. Please don't be Joel.
I keep saying I've never watched this, and no one's.
You've never watched MasterChef?
I've never.
It's the only cooking show I like.
She's Emily,
Christina Tozzi.
Ugh.
She has to be. That's the baker.
No, because she's a girl. It doesn't have to be her.
She created milk.
I defy. Like,
or you can be that guy
created
who
created milk.
No, she created cereal milk ice cream.
Or you could be that guy I really liked that apparently ended up sexually harassing somebody, but.
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
She didn't make milk, but.
Wait, sidebar. Did you guys know that last year I had a dairy birthday party?
I did not know
like
that.
The smelliest birthday party.
No, it was great. Well, it was a slumber party, actually.
Oh, no, that sounds like a fart box.
I do not want to smell those sleeping bags.
So literally all my friends who came over brought one either baked good or some sort of cheese that involved dairy, and we drank spiked milkshakes, and I found out that at least three of my friends are lactose intolerant, and Like, I was literally so excited for this party that I chugged a glass of milk beforehand as, like, a pregame. I was so psyched.
Tums for days. Tums so smelly.
I love milk, but don't invite me to that party if you have it again. Because
I mean, you can invite me because I like being invited to things. I'm just not going to come.
Okay. All right.
I might come because... What? I'm playing Battlefront. I'm not gonna lie. Like, okay. I got nothing else to do.
I'm gonna destroy some noses if you invite me.
I mean, I'm gonna do that regardless.
I mean, there's no shame. Ooh, I just hit my mic.
You donked it.
Ooh. I donked it already. I donked it tonight too. No. I donk once at an episode. So
donk indeed.
All right, let's donk and donuts. Let's
now Lindsay will try Devin's caramel salted chocolate drizzled fortune cookie.
Oh, that was brilliant.
So British. She's British. Wait, did you say
I said so British. Oh. Okay. That's so British.
So I'm holding the cookie up to the mic and we're gonna see if it crunches.
See if I can hear you.
There's gonna be chocolate all over the mic.
Oh, that was a pretty good crunch, right?
That was a wet crunch. Yeah. That was a wet crunch.
It is a little bit thick.
Sorry, all your ASMR people. I'm either sorry or I'm very
happy. I just saw you pull that away. It looked like dry Play-Doh.
Okay. But, I mean, the real kicker is going to be the taste. I'm going to get a piece of chocolate.
Although, to be fair, 80% of what the taste is what you already put in.
This is true.
But we picked flavors.
I just want to know who wins, because it's going to be me.
I just cracked the eggs and, you know, mixed all the dry ingredients.
I whisked the eggs.
Told you how much extract to put in, so it's not. This is yours. This is your baby.
Oh, that was
nice. That was a good sound.
Yeah, that was a good sound.
Satisfying crunch.
She's about to throw up.
I'm not going to throw up.
Can you whisper your verdict into the mic, please?
I still have that puke bucket from when Jeff slept over the other day.
This caramel taste is really good. I'm going to start to add more caramel extract to the recipes I do because of this. Oh my gosh, you have altered my
I don't believe it. It sounds like a lie.
No, that's...
sounds like a 12-point lie.
The common feedback that I get is that the caramel is good, but it could be stronger.
And I did not pay her off before this.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a little.
Just remember, I was the one who asked her on the show, so... Whatever.
Fair.
I do think that the fortunes that you guys randomly put should count as points.
I do think that's part of it. I do.
Also, we should preface that some of these fortune cookies were meant for a new mom. So I had a special order come in over Christmas where a mother-in-law wanted to get her... daughter-in-law fortune cookies that were like encouraging words of encouragement because she just had a baby. So some of those got mixed in here. So they might pop up. But this one that you picked was, you have a series of good hair days coming up. Make the most of them.
Oh, wow.
Is that for Devin or you? She didn't have a lot of fortunes.
She cracked the fortune. That's hers.
That's how fortunes work. Do you guys want to try these as well?
We will.
Yeah, after,
I want to get to the verdict.
Yeah, we get the winner.
I'm gonna cleanse my palate with this wine.
With wine. With $3 wine.
Now that Lindsay has finished the first fortune cookie, what do you give it for a score?
I need to compare it. I think I'm not gonna.
You don't have a rubric?
Out of 5 stars.
A Stanley rubric.
All right, so I would say it did have a good crunch, but the center was too thick. So I'm going to dock a point for
Typical
that.
Typical Devin with a thick center.
But the chocolate drizzle, I like how bold you were with that choice.
Thank you, thank you.
Even after you were advised to not put it on. I
and we searched for
courage.
A long time for Thank scissors.
You. Yeah.
And you were
so
just going to stab it with a knife.
Yeah, that would have been even more problematic. But no, I really enjoyed this. And thank you for enlightening me on how to add extra caramel. That wasn't a real answer.
Nope, wasn't.
On to the next cookie.
After the commercial break. No.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Squarespace. We're doing commercials about on shows that people only listen to, like, I don't know, 7 people listen? I don't know. Like, sure. Buy Squarespace.
Do you suck at cooking? Do you want some really good way to cook?
Yeah.
Try Blue Apron.
Ooh, I like Blue Apron.
Blue Apron.
I don't have an apron.
We'll send you food and the instructions on how to not
you got
be
onions?
An idiot.
I don't like onions.
You got a promo code?
Yeah. What's the promo code? Hashtag shothead.
Yes.
With a the hashtag.
And the commercial.
That's not a problem. That's how it works. Literally not.
And we're back. Hey, welcome to the Second Shot Podcast. I'm Howell Wolf Jordan.
And I'm Devin Newsom without a nickname.
Oh. Devin, you got to get some enthusiasm in this game. You might be losing this, but, you know, whatever. Let's get back to our cookies.
I think yours is going to taste like shit, George.
Ooh. I'm not going to lie.
I'm going to take the high road, and I'm not going to say anything.
I am a little biased. I like caramel more than I like strawberries.
Yes. Yeah, most people do. I get it. He got the first pick of tastes. Whatever.
I literally told you what flavor to pick, and you ignored my suggestion.
Me?
Yeah.
No, he had it in his hand before you told him.
Watch the footage back.
I'll watch the footage, and you guys will realize that I was right, because I picked caramel originally.
What did you suggest?
I said maple. Maple is like...
Oh, yeah, you picked maple.
My favorite.
You were stoked on that maple.
I will have to make you guys... That was adorable. That was real cute.
I like that you leaned in closer to where the mic is sensitive.
I will have to make you some. I'll have to make some maple.
I
just had the vanilla, and maybe I had a maple one at your party. I can't remember.
I didn't have maple yet.
Okay, so maybe a different one. And vanilla for sure.
Explain your cookie, George.
Yes, please.
Please, tell us about your cookie. Your fortune cookie that you whipped up.
My cookie is a tribute to my father issues. Mm. So my cookie is bright pink.
Yes.
Strawberry.
I see this.
Strawberry.
I have eyes.
You can't see taste, so thank you.
You can taste see failure. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Proceed. Yeah.
When I was a child, my father, he was... not there when I needed him. So I gave you a strawberry cookie. Because strawberry is pretty good taste. I have daddy issues, and I really hope you like my cookie.
That almost tied in. So
close. That creeped me out, personally. So I hope that docks you points.
You doxing me now?
I'm doxing your points.
You a doxing?
No. I love wiener dogs.
My sister is a wiener dog.
My mom is.
Tying it to my family, who's part of my dad, my sister, enjoy the cookie.
Okay, let's bring it up to the mic for...
Wine drunk.
Wine guy. For George's psychological issues over sharing strawberry cookie.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
That is the perfect crunch. I'm not gonna lie. Like this cookie is very, very evenly made. I'm not gonna lie. But does it taste good?
We'll find out.
Does it taste
after these messages?
Why am I rooting for George to lose now?
You've been rooting for me to lose forever.
Oh no.
It doesn't really taste like strawberry.
I can't control that.
You literally made the cookie.
You could have not made strawberry.
I did.
Could not pick strawberry.
I could not pick strawberry. Could have picked maple. Pick orange.
Could have picked maple like she asked you to.
Hold on. I get it now. It's like an aftertaste.
I put a lot of it in there.
I mean, I don't really like strawberry. Out of all the flavors I make. But it's better than orange. This is a really good texture. This is solid. Yeah. You didn't go as bold. You didn't put
the rancid chocolate.
I wasn't going to use the word rancid, but now that it's out there.
I like the band Rancid. Sue me.
Yeah. Ruby, so no.
All right. This fortune says, take fewer selfies, more wealthies.
We already got that one.
Yeah,
off air. Sorry.
I was gonna say nobody knew that until now.
We saved it. For
I
the
like
podcast.
To break the fourth wall. Thank you very much, especially when I'm wine drunk.
The end of this fortune says, or as they're better known, pictures.
Oh.
I like to give the world a better place.
Not the right sentence.
Usually you want to make the world a better place. But you don't want to just give them a place.
Give them a place.
It doesn't fix themselves.
Speak for yourself.
So, Lindsay, please give us your score out of 10.
All right.
It's getting progressively worse. I'm sorry.
Actually, you know what, Devin? You pick your second best. I got my second best in front of us.
I like this.
Let's eat it. Let's eat ours.
Right now or I'll after eat mine. We figure out who wins?
No, I want to find out. I want to have a back and forth on this.
I want you to guys. I want you to guys. I want you
Emily,
guys.
Emily, you pick one too. Of each of
you're here.
Well, no, because you'll be part of this.
I want you guys to decide who you think wins. I know who wins right now. But
I mean, I should have picked that one now that I'm looking at it. But.
I'm gonna try one of these. What? That's one that I made.
Yeah, she made that one. Yeah. Sure.
All the ones in the pan are you guys.
The ones with the chocolate on it are mine.
Yeah. And
only two or three of them turned out looking okay.
I'm going to try this
weird
cannoli that we ended up making.
With the rancid chocolate.
With the rancid chocolate.
It's a crunchy cannoli. Dude, mine tastes delicious. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how you don't like this. They're great.
Try Devin's.
It tastes like strawberry milk.
Yeah, how do you not like strawberry milk? Everybody likes strawberry milk.
I also cleansed my palate with wine.
No, I got it. All right.
I'll try one of Devin's less burnt ones.
I don't know. I kind of like the strawberry. Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying Devin's one with this gross-ass chocolate. Okay.
Mine are a little chewy.
Yes.
I got a better taste to it.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying about like thick in the middle?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
I can't taste anything but strawberry.
Well, what's everybody's fortunes?
Yeah.
Sorry, Lisa, if you're still listening.
Hold on, let me just lick the mic real quick.
Okay. No bad haircut is ever as bad as you think.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. No. I've had a sideways bowl cut once given to me by an former Marine.
In a Mohawk.
I paid for it. My mom came home. She's like, what happened to you? I gave you $20 to go get a haircut, and this is what you come back with. Mm. And
at least it wasn't.
Then I had my friend's mom do it.
Devin, I can't really taste the caramel.
Also, Devin's other fortune was glued to the top of my cookie.
Oh.
In Devin's cookie. I'm sure it's going to taste great. Although baby can't express themselves. I like this
your mom,
the way this is worded. I am not slurring. I am drunk, but I'm not.
You're not misspeaking.
I'm not misspeaking.
I know which one this is.
Although baby can't express themselves in words, your love and patience means lots to them.
Oh.
Yeah. Although baby.
How to deal with babies and how to deal with men.
Preach. Preach, girl, preach.
And baby men.
Unless I do a podcast. Is it my phone? That's my phone.
I thought that was just like...
What's your fortune, Devin?
Mine says, every minute you doodle adds a year onto your life. Not scientifically proven, but worth a try. That's a pretty good one. I like that one. And that came from my cookie, of course.
What's your fortune cookie for mine? Did you even eat one of mine?
I don't want to try your bullshit cookies.
Unsupported piece of shit.
There's so much lip smacking that's going on right now into the mic.
I'm sorry, Lisa.
Feeling frustrated doesn't mean you don't love your baby. And that came from Devin's.
Did you make fortune cookies for postpartum depression?
No, they were words of encouragement for a new mom.
And that sounds like postpartum depression.
No, I got them from actual moms. I asked all the moms I know what advice they have, except for actually my own mom. I didn't ask. Oh, God, I feel bad about that now. Mama Terry, I love you. And they were, like, so willing. They were like, no, this is super rad.
Okay.
Motherhood's hard or something. I don't know.
So
let's take a break from eating real quick. Yeah, read your thing.
I just want to read mine from your cookie, George, I tried. God. My review of the cookie is that it doesn't taste bad.
It's pretty damn good.
It doesn't taste bad. I like it. I like the strawberry flavor. It comes through a little bit. I mean, it doesn't blow me away or anything.
Whatever.
Good cover.
Cater.
But the fortune has struck me to the core. It says, be patient with yourself. No. You and your baby.
I'm glad we prefaced this.
Are both learning new things each day, and I think that is actually beneficial to my life and being a stepdad to a little white 3-year-old.
He is adorable.
And I appreciate that fortune. So that is the spiritual aspect to it, is something I cannot argue. It's what the universe gave me.
I will come at you, but I won't come at Addie. So go fuck yourself, Devin.
Good.
My heart, my cold black heart. This
is like, I swear to God, if that tilts the scales, I'm going to be pissed. All right, Lindsay. Man. Devin, let's take a break real quick from eating.
I can't stop.
I know, because mine are delicious, right?
They're okay.
He's eating mine.
Do you want to do the British intro to the...
I've never watched the goddamn show, so you guys do.
You want to do the British... intro to this?
Seems, if you know, like it, do
you
it.
You want to.
It seems like...
I really don't
Emily's
know.
Emily's the one who's...
I don't know what the intro is. I haven't watched...
It's just do it.
You make up yourself.
Remember talking to the side of that mic, Emily.
I can be Robin Leach and talk about fortune cookies.
Okay, go ahead.
Second Shot Podcast. George Dunn and Devin Newsom are at the top of their games. One chose caramel and chocolate. The other chose strawberry.
Hello, I'm also Johnny Depp.
And all three of them, George, Devin, and Johnny, are unconscionably rich. They live the high life. And we are now about to find out which cookie is richer, according to the expert, Lindsay, billions of dollars.
All right.
Take the bite. I said stop.
Can't stop.
All right. Are you guys emotionally ready, spiritually, physically?
I'm ready to know.
You're ready to know. Okay. I'm gonna do pros and cons for both, because this is gonna be a sandwich of kindness. So,
put us down easy, boss.
Your first try, you both did excellent. You both were very meticulous in making your cookies. No one screamed to wake up any of the roommates in this household that are currently
stop
here.
Them from playing Overwatch. Thank you very much.
Stop them from playing Overwatch. I'm going to say, Devin, your cookie, I enjoyed the flavor. I also enjoyed the chocolate drizzle.
Thank you.
But it, alas, was too chewy. And the...
Boom!
The one of the most important parts of the cookie is the crunch, so I'm to have to give it to George, even though his flavor was weaker.
My technique's better.
His cookie was more even, and alas...
But what about Chips Ahoy Chewy?
Chips Ahoy Chewy. If you wanted to get into that market, this is your cookie.
I accept defeat, and I gracefully...
I fucking win.
...concede to you, George.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
But I will... I'm not going to just go down... I'm going to protest this.
Yeah, I'm going to counter-protest
your
protest.
You literally just said you were okay with this.
I've accepted it. But also, no.
It's all about image. I want to look humble while also reaching my goal of being the best fortune cookie baker, who is also half black and lives in Cleveland.
Is this like your Karate Kid, making fortune cookies?
No, because I'm not racist, George.
Why is that racist?
You win, but...
Karate Kid's cool as fuck. How's that racist?
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Oh, is it
I don't want to get into it.
Is it a racist movie?
I don't want to get into it.
There's a book we have to give you.
I don't think it's a racist movie. I like it. I'm a white man.
So George wins. Do you have anything to say about your experience?
You know, I just want to thank my father for never loving me.
I could really also... taste that in the cookie.
The emotional neglect really is what came through.
Really seeped through your pores.
Tasted really sexually ambiguous.
I also want to thank Devin for making really shitty cookies.
Rude.
And I want to thank me for being really good at food.
1 point to Devin.
He's still
does that put me over the top?
No, I think that, you know. This is like the point system in Gryffindor, where it's like the first 3 years they win. You know, it's like, oh, 3 points to Gryffindor. Cool. It's like, oh, Voldemort's here. Who cares about points anymore?
And also, I found the golden snitch.
Are you Voldemort?
What? I am. Sure, I'm Voldemort. I'm cool with it. He looks cool as fuck. He played that guy Pierce. Ray Fiennes, not Guy Pearce. They're not the same person at all. I want to eat more cookies. Do you guys, you got anything else to say?
I think we have to do our final thoughts on baking.
Well, we will. I wanted to, do you have anything else to say before we get into final thoughts?
Yeah, so I want to plug my improv shows.
Oh, we'll get into plugs. We're just getting into fun. Obviously,
this Lindsay's was obviously the program.
Save it for
discussed.
The plug portion of the podcast.
I was like, this was not discussed beforehand.
We're very loose.
Oh, no.
Everyone's donking.
You blooped it.
You're a bloop.
Your mom's
whoa.
A bloop.
Whoa. Whoa. Hostile.
This is the movie
Fuck
Hostile.
You, Devin.
Wait, can we read one more fortune?
Yes.
I feel like there's one that needs to be read.
Read your taco, your Tostito. Fortune.
Oh, those are just filled with chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, so there's no fortune. In fortune.
I mean, chocolate's a fortune unless it's expired olive oil and rancid.
Okay, I'm gonna read this one.
I'm gonna Devin's.
No, that was
no. I literally made this.
She did.
Go out when you want. Go out when you want to. Don't when you don't want to.
Wait.
Unless you have depression, and then it's wise to get outside every once in a while.
Get out while you can. Just kidding. Don't end it. Did we have the fortune for the podcast? Was that the one that you mixed the batters?
Oh,
we forgot about that one.
Oh,
yeah, I
want to
taste that
man.
One too. Then we should share that.
That might have been the one.
It probably was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we should have marked it somewhere.
It might have been. It was either that one or this one.
Well, open that one too.
So this
fucking
is the,
open them
this
all.
Is the official fortune of the podcast.
Throw them on the ground. Who cares?
Fortune of the
of
podcast.
The second shot podcast.
Yes,
this is what's going to happen in our future.
Was both of the batters mixed together?
The show's going to end in a month, and no one listens.
This is the essence of George and I.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
If it's a baby thing, please let it be
a baby thing.
Don't worry about whatever you want.
Oh, no.
I can't read
it. So tell me not to worry. Okay.
Should George and I read it together?
Yes, please.
I'm not.
Okay, hold on. I'm going
to
go.
Telling me not to. I could take it. Telling me not to worry is a very bad idea.
Wait. Let me pull my microphone over.
Oh.
No, we need to read it together, George.
In unison.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. Focus on what works best for you and your family.
Honestly,
that makes sense.
That works so well.
The above below entertainment family.
I'm not worried about what they're doing. Also, Fast and Furious family.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Family.
That ties into our little plug section, which we'll get into in a second.
That
but we'll get
perfect.
Into final thoughts.
Wait, plugs?
Is that the only reason you're here?
Jesus Christ, Lindsay. We didn't know you were using us for our tens of followers.
All right, so we'll start with Emily. Emily is baking. Hit or a miss for you? We got to find a better way to phrase these things. Like last week, is radio a hit or a miss for you? Let's go less into the radio.
How about, what's your shot?
That's not better. Not better at
it's
all.
A little better.
No,
it made
not.
People laugh.
Hey, Emily, what's your shot?
I don't like that.
What's your fuck style? Like, that's exactly what that's saying.
That
thing.
Is not.
Emily, what's your shot?
I feel a little harassed. No, I don't know. I'm not a baker. I've never been a baker. I still am not a baker.
Are you a butcher?
I'm not a butcher.
I'm going to keep making that joke until the
I'm a candlestick
over.
Maker, too. This cool. is a very competitive neighborhood.
It's Lakewood. I get it.
Yeah, everyone.
We're all bartenders here. We
I
make
actually
craft
did
bartenders.
Want to make candles at one point, but that's a side note. No, it's always great to see people who are passionate about things that I can't do. And that's it. I get to eat all the scraps, so that's pretty great.
You're like, I just watched a bunch of Clone Wars, and hearing you say I get to eat the bunch of scraps reminds me of the snake that led that guy to Darth Maul. He's like, I get the leftovers.
I'm so happy because I don't get that reference.
That's a great reference for all two of you who've watched the Clone Wars and listened to this.
Very niche.
Thank you.
It's very niche.
That's when Darth Maul had those spider legs. Plus, and it was very weird.
I think this podcast probably rivals Kyle's for mouth sounds.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did another food one.
He was a main... Kyle was one of our main influences for Mouth Sounds.
Mouth Sounds?
He pushed us along.
I can't believe
path.
Kyle's new album isn't called Mouth Sounds.
It's not. What's it called?
I loved her or something. I don't know. It comes out on Valentine's Day.
It's called Butthole Sounds.
My girl's into true crime. I'm going to plug
that.
That's
it.
Yeah. That's just the name of one of the songs. Kyle, get more creative.
I thought that was the album. I didn't know. I didn't know. That, like he posted that, and I thought that was the name of the album. I don't think so.
I think it's a song that he's dropping.
Maybe it's just a single.
Yeah,
a single. I love
a single. A single.
Lindsay, did we make you hate baking?
I hope so.
Or do you still like it?
Well, I have to say, after the chocolate incident, I was a little bit
reinvigorated.
Sure, we'll say that. Yeah. But no, I still enjoy baking. Still gonna make this tiny business.
Okay.
Business.
And we'll get into plugs, I guess.
According to Devin. Plug everything.
Devin, you know the show.
So for me, I wanted
that sweet ASMR.
Rude.
I wanted to be good at baking.
My own cookie. It's so crunchy.
I don't give a shit because I'm chill.
I'm
delicious.
Still take that away from
the
you.
The winning cookie.
Second shot, winning cookie.
You're losing points as we speak. I'm finding the golden snitch. I wanted to be good at baking always. I was never good at it. I've never been good at it. So I lost the fun in it. But this was actually really fun, and I say baking is a hit. And I will try it again, and I will try to master my craft.
Heck yeah.
I want to get good at this. Yeah. So thank you. Like, it is, there's something about the fortune cookie specifically that gives it this mystical quality that it's like, it's very cathartic to do. And like, it makes you want to get better at it and keep trying. And so it's a hit. Yeah.
Nice. And you can use expired olive oil. Just like cooking.
And it still tastes pretty good.
Who knew? As long we're not going to know until tomorrow morning.
As long as you have a thin batter.
Hey, I've made many a sauces with that olive oil, and I've been fine.
I'm
incredibly depressed, but I don't know if that's a... Like,
have you really made
give me science.
Sauces?
Yeah.
Do you make sauces?
No, I just put it in sauces that I buy. That's the same thing.
Sous chef, Georgia Dunn.
Making it oily.
And then I just drain it, and then it just sits at the bottom of my plate. I was never a baker. I kind of hated baking. Like, I never did it at home. I never, you know, like, I cook, but I'm pretty lazy with my cooking. Like, I know what I like. I make it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at my Instagram story today, I literally made food that paired well with Mountain Dew.
Oh.
It was just chicken and rice.
And also vote no on goatees.
I love my goatee.
Oh, no.
But yeah, man, I had fun doing this. It was fun. I like this. This is a hit for me.
Yeah.
Devin, you didn't say it was a hit.
I did.
You're off the show.
I did. Check the footage.
You need to listen. Your listening skills. That's what should be the rest.
For a podcast host, I'm real good at listening.
I said it twice, I think.
Honestly. It's written on your arm. He wrote it.
Tattooed it on your arm while you were
literally
looking.
Engraved it into your hand.
I need more tattoos.
it's just Devin's writing. Just,
this is
your...
my memento.
Listen to me. Love me.
Did Devin say hit or miss on this? I woke up 3 days later and the chick from the Matrix is hanging out with me. I love this. I have fun.
Cool.
I'm really proud of my food, even though I'm not proud of Devin's.
You did well, Devin.
You should still be proud.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
You took risks.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that.
I appreciate it. George's were very good. We only judged on the best to come out of our entire 6 cookies we made. And George's batch overall were very good, as you can hear. They were very crunchy. Mm. They were very shapely, and they looked like fortune cookies. Their fortunes were also very deeply meaningful to myself.
That's right.
So you did a good job, George.
The bad haircut is not as bad as you think it is.
Oh, I'm so glad you remembered that 5 minutes later. Even though you disagree with it.
Devin, I love you.
I love you, George.
Aww,
I love you, Devin.
This is all I ever wanted.
That's beautiful.
I know we fought, but we're back together. As Emily. As Emily and Lindsay hold hands while we just stare at each other like, what are you doing? What are you going with this?
This podcast brings people together, and it will continue to do that until the end of time. Of podcasting.
Speaking of the end of time, I think it's time for plugs. Plug music. Emily, you're not. Who wants to plug?
My name's Lindsay.
Or me, yes.
Everybody's
made eye contact with me and said Emily.
I made both. I'm like,
you did a swipe
Lindsay.
Of eye contact. Do you want me to go? Go. Yeah. So wow. So I am in 2 improv troupes. When is this episode going to air?
Tomorrow.
Oh, so I have a show tonight.
Oh, shit.
At Bar Louie at 8 o'clock with Casually Late Stampede. Be there. It's going to be fun. And we're going to be doing monthly shows there from now on.
Which Bar Louie? Downtown?
Downtown.
Okay.
Yes. In the basement.
Downtown Cleveland.
So, downtown Cleveland, West 6th Street. Ooh, ooh.
That's what I always say.
Am I right? I work like 50 feet away from the bar. But yeah, so that's going to be tomorrow night. It's going to be really fun. And then I also am in an improv troupe called Asking for a Friend. We're an all-female comedy troupe, perform once a month at the Magellan. We are also hosting the Vagina Monologues in February, which we're really psyched about. So.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And you guys already committed to coming.
I did.
To
my brother's birthday.
So. We'll find out if I'm working.
Yeah.
So you actually, excuses. Since it is my brother's birthday, you are responsible for tearing my family apart.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm an improviser. So not only am I going to say yes, but I'm also going to say and. And.
No, but.
I will
you can use
destroy him as a human.
You can use that emotional pain to better your fortune cookies.
Wow, that's a low blow, Emily.
Just saying, that seemed to be the separating factor.
It is. George's emotional pain greatly outweighed mine.
I have things to prove.
I joked about it on the live stream to my father.
My father wouldn't even watch the live stream.
Oh, fuck off then.
One point for George.
That's right. Give me more validation.
Pity point. That's worth half a point.
But yeah, those are my plugs. And then also like this little business I'm starting. Yes. When we get off
you
the
have
ground.
A name for it or anything?
Yeah, good luck. Sorry, I can't. I'm a little bit drunk.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luckly.
Okay.
So,
you have any way of like email or phone number or anything? Like,
yeah, if you want to, I've set up Facebook. A Gmail, goodluckly@gmail.com if you want to place an order.
They're good.
But yeah, oh, thank you.
I make them. I made them real good.
You made them real good. If you want them specifically made by Georgetown,
please put that in the order and say, give all the money to George.
You should put that on our Patreon.
I'll make a good luck cookies.
But yeah, so those are my plugs. Oh, and Kyle's, Kyle's album.
Yeah. What was it called again?
I know his single is called My Girl Cinder.
Well, listen
crying.
To that. Kyle, you know,
true
everybody
crime.
Knows Kyle.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Kyle.
Mayor
what are you
words.
Doing?
I don't. He's moving.
Devin, what are you
Devin.
Doing? He's like standing.
That's a pee really bad, guys.
Okay. Well, then do your plugs.
It is going to burst out.
Take your headphones off
of
and go pee.
Yeah.
Don't be a weirdo.
I didn't even see you drinking anything tonight. Like, how are you even hydrated?
I had like
beers.
4 or 5 beers.
Yeah, actually, I have
go
seen
pee,
that.
Go pee, dude.
I don't have anything to plug outside of following me at NewsOnDevin on Twitter, at Devin Newsom on Instagram. Follow us at Second Shot Pod on Instagram, Twitter. At secondshotpod@gmail.com if you want to email us. Listen to me on Slurmcast coming up. Yeah. I did one of my favorite episodes of Futurama on the Slurmcast podcast where Fry and Leela get stung by a bee, and some crazy deep connection relationship stuff that happens and sadness, and it's really good. So listen to our episode. It was fun.
Cool.
Go pee.
I really gotta pee.
Emily, do you have anything to plug? Wine guy.
I do a podcast. It's called 10 Minute Tech Talk. It's all the news you need to know about tech in 10 minutes. I do it with my friend Taylor Olmsted. We just got a rebrand, which is super nice.
Super
rad. What is that?
What?
I don't know what that is.
New logo.
We just got like new logos and all this cool stuff.
That was like a thing.
No.
I don't listen to the podcast, so I don't know.
You don't? What?
I listen to it.
Okay. I'm really hurt right now, George.
Good.
But you can find that at TMTT Podcast on Twitter or on Stitcher or wherever, or iTunes or wherever you find your podcasts. And you can follow me at Emily M. Bamforth on Twitter for a weird blend of animal and local Cleveland news.
Nice.
I have that rehearsed. You would know if you listened to the podcast.
I've listened to it.
It's 10 minutes long, George.
I don't have time. Who do you think I am, 10-minute man?
Instead of ending this episode in hate.
Well, I was just going to end it. Well, I got this real quick. Give us a call at 216-309-0942 if you want to call us. Email us, secondshotpod@gmail.com. Devin did that already. I got nothing. What else were you gonna do?
I was just gonna have you plug your stuff and then.
Yeah, I got honestly
in peace and harmony.
I'm not doing shit anymore. I'm living my dream of never leaving my bed.
Nice. You need to get your cat an Instagram.
I do. She's great.
Yeah,
she's the best. Snowball 2. I guess Snowball 2.
Cat.
I might plug. No, that sounds weird.
promote your cat.
My cat's cool. Follow her on Instagram. It's Makeout Champ. As of right now, she is not the makeout champ. Her owner is. I don't know. We're just eating these cookies. Let's go eat these cookies.
Woo!
You got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Devin's pooping, so we'll go say bye.
Obviously.
Devin's just making his chocolate sauce that he made on his cookies.
Ew.
Okay, bye. Bye again. Oh, no.
Bye. I'm done peeing now.
I'm glad you guys like baking now. My heart. The chair is so squeaky. How did that not squeak the entire episode? Wait, it's yours, not mine.
Entire window, Ben.
That whole thing. Ooh.
Oh, you really are an improviser, aren't you?
Hey, Emily.
Test.
Just because it's a test doesn't mean you can just talk over it.